Hello, everyone. I am back from Las Vegas, and we are going to do the Tribe News Show. This is my once a month video where I come live in the tribe, tell you about exciting things that are going to come up for us in the next month so that you kind of just get a preview. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to ask while I'm here. I wanted to update you guys. I want to tell you, first of all, it has been quite the week. So the day before we left for Las Vegas to go on our vacation, our podcast got pulled. So that was exciting. And so we had to scramble to get the podcast back up and running. And for those of you, I won't go into all the gory details, but there are lots of things that also happen alongside the podcast that are all contingent upon each other. So there's lots of dependencies. And so there was a lot of figuring out, like, do we send this email? Do we do this? Do we do that? Like, there was just quite a bit of action going on. But luckily, the podcast got, I think it got back up and running. Well, everybody who was subscribed got it on Friday. And it was like one of the most important podcasts we'd ever done. Like, seriously, it was the very first one we did on maintenance. And I was like, this is the week that it's not going to go. And so it got up and running. And then by Saturday, people could find it again. So the problem we were running into was that iTunes was letting it download, but it wasn't letting it be found anywhere. So we're in Las Vegas, and things kind of went fine in Las Vegas. It was like pretty low key and whatnot. We just went to the pool every day, and then we went to bed. Like, we went to the pool all day, and we would leave about 5, and we would eat dinner, and then we would go to bed. I think I averaged over 10 hours of sleep a day while I was there. And so in the mornings, I was up at 5 a.m. because I couldn't sleep because I'd been to bed since like 7:30 the night before. So I got a chance to work out every day, and I got to work every day, and I had a meetup while I was there and met like 10 or 12 of the local Vegas girls. So that was a lot of fun. And then Facebook banned me. What is going on with my app? It's not working. And then the next thing I knew, it was like making me do all these authentications, and it thought that I was fake, and like, it was a mess. And so then when I finally got everything back up and running, it wouldn't let me post anymore. It was just like, nope, this is just not going to happen for a little while. So if you wondered what happened to my What We Eat thread, it wasn't because I was face down in like a plate of nachos and a bottle of wine. It was literally, I got pulled from Facebook. I couldn't even check in on you guys. Like, I could see things, but I couldn't do anything. So this morning I got up, and my thought work had to get legit real quick. And I will just say, it wasn't my shining moment, but we ended up being able to get Facebook to turn me back on before this Tribe Live. So I was back up and running about 2 hours ago, which is good. So I've already been in the group posting a few things. Let's see. And there was something else that happened. I don't even remember. Like, it's all such a blur now. Like, it just seems like, I'm just going to say, like, oh, we had internet issues this morning. It's just randomness. So, just know that I go through just as much hoonanny as you guys do. It always seems like, you know, right when things are rocking and rolling, surprise, the universe has a plot twist for you. Just to kind of keep you in check and see how things are going. So, but we had an amazing vacation, and which was really good. We're actually going back in 10 days. We have a couple's vacation. We always work when we're on vacation. So it's like, we pretty much turn things off about 12 o'clock every day. But in the mornings, we like to get some stuff done and, you know, keep up to date with things. So we're never that far. A lot of you were like, you're posting on vacation. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm never that far away. Please, never worry. So, but it was good. We had a really good time, and it was very much needed. And yes, I'm very tan. I had like all the sunscreen on, and still just like, we were wearing 50 and reapplying all day and stuff. But we spent 3 days by the pool, so it was good. So this month is my birthday month. So July is coming, and these are the exciting things that we have in store for you. If you guys have a question, though, like if you have anything about what's going on this next month or whatever, just post them in here and do hashtag ask. Mary Jo is on the call, and she's going to share with me anything that you guys are asking so I can get those answered, too. But this month is birthday month. And I guess it was back in April. I was sitting here thinking about my birthday. And I don't know if you guys know, but I celebrate pretty hearty for my birthday. It's like it's a whole month celebration. Everybody knows about it. We do something special. Like, it's just like I love my birthday. I always have. And so I thought, man, it'd be kind of neat if we did something in the tribe around my birthday. So this year we're doing what's called the Gift of Fat. Now, let me give you some historical reference as to why it's called the Gift of Fat. Years ago, like probably at least 10 years ago, I wrote this blog about the Gift of Fat, and it was for teachers. So I had a lot of teacher friends, and they hated Christmas because they were just like, I get all the cookies, I get all the, like all the things. And I wrote this blog called The Gift of Fat. And I was just like, send that shit somewhere else. Like, you know, like, and I just told people, like, quit giving teachers this stuff. Like, I'm coaching them and I'm working with them and helping them try to lose weight. And you guys are giving them cookies. So we had called that The Gift of Fat for a long time. So I thought, man, you know what? Like, I love the name. And I was like, everybody is always wondering, like, what can I do for you for your birthday and stuff? And I thought, you know, the tribe, what they could do, we could like have a huge weight loss challenge. Like, we have not done a collective, like, we're just gonna like get rowdy with a challenge in so long. So what we're gonna do is, if you will go to the bonus courses over on pnptribe.com, but don't go until tomorrow morning. Everybody's gonna run and rush over there. We are linking the actual course up today. But there is a workbook that I'm going to tell you right now. The Gift of Fat Month is not super complicated. It is basically, I'm going to teach you how to set a goal. We are all going to work towards the goal. And everything that we talk about during the month of July and everything that we do during the month of July is geared towards losing weight. Period. That is all we are doing. So it is like, you guys are going to get busy and get on it. All right. So I have made sure that this month has everything that you're going to need in order to get busy and get on it. And I would highly recommend, guys, in fact, I'm going to my notes here. I would really recommend that all of you, if you are in an accountability group, that you guys come together as an accountability group and challenge each other, and you really focus your whole month on this, that you're not assing around, like, you know, talking about your bullshit, playing in dirty diapers and everything. It's like, stay on task. Like, everybody, it's like when they want to say, like, oh, the reason why I worried today was because, you know, y'all know my life's so hard, or my struggle bus or whatever. No, there is no actual struggle bus. Nobody gets on a struggle bus. You know what we do? We either overeat or we follow our plan, period. When you start thinking you have a struggle bus you can actually get on, then you have already decided that there's something else outside in the world that controls whether or not you make a decision if you're going to eat something. This is why we talked about urges like a boss this last month. It is to set you up for this. So if I was you, I would get with my accountability group. I would download the workbook. Everybody download it. It is not really long, so that you guys without printers don't have to freak out. But it's got trackers in there. It's got specific things. In fact, I'll pull it up in just a minute and go over it. But what we're going to do is for July, on the Monday night calls, I am being very specific about what I'm going to be talking about. It will be all things that are going to help you really dive into losing weight. So the first week, we're going to do a deep dive into realistic planning. We're going to talk about realistic planning. You guys are going to ask questions about realistic planning. You can get coached on realistic planning. So you'll just show up for the Zoom call. This is not happening on Facebook. This is happening on Zoom. We have way too many people that don't have Facebook accounts to do all this on Facebook. So we're doing this all on Zoom. You can go to pnptribe.com. You can go to the middle of the sign up page or the page that you land on. There is a calendar. This is called the PNP Tribe calendar. This has everything on it. And when you click on, like, oh, it's Monday night, 6 p.m., wonder what the hell Corinne's up to. the link to where to go is always right there. So if you're ever like, I know she has a call, but I don't know where to go or anything, go to the calendar, click on the session that I'm training, and then the link to where you should be is right there on the calendar. Okay, so the first week is all about the realistic plan. We are going to talk about the realistic plan, how the realistic plan works, why you guys don't do it, why you should do it, how do you level up from it, like what is it supposed to be teaching you, how to get over your bullshit diet mentality around not doing it. So many of you kill me when it comes to the realistic plan. You spend months in P&P not doing a realistic plan, and you also spend months breaking perfect ones. Like, stop practicing that. For fuck's sake, let's practice actually following through. That's a novel idea. But I want you to think about, like, if you've been resisting the realistic plan and you're not getting the results you want, why not just try my method and let's just see what happens? The worst that will happen is you'll break plans. You're already fucking doing that. Except for what you're doing is rather than practicing realism and becoming aware of what you're willing to do, you're practicing fantasy land and wondering why fantasy land never seems to work out for you. So the first week is going to be all about that. The second week is such a freaking treat. Guys, I rarely talk exercise with you guys. And here's why. Exercise is not what gets your weight off. Trust me, I know this. I have coached you guys. I have coached myself. I understand the concept of this. Exercise often will jack you up more than it will help you when it comes to weight loss, because so many people don't know how to manage their mind around their exercise thoughts. Like, well, I exercise today, I can have just a little more, or, you know, I burn so many calories, or, ugh, I'm like an exerciser, I need to snack. Like, as for some reason, when we exercise, we just throw away our hunger scale as if it doesn't matter. And it brings up a lot of bullshit thoughts. That's why I just don't have you guys do it. I'm just like, look, if you want to start exercising, you can. If you want to do this kind of shit, you can. But here's the deal. It's not about your weight loss. If you're going to exercise, it's going to be because you want to. It's because you want to do those things. But we don't eat because of exercise. It's just counterintuitive. It's like, are we losing weight or not? So the second week, it's called exercise and weight loss. I'm going to teach you all things around exercise and weight loss. For those of you who want to get started with exercise, I'm going to help you, like, with how I got started, with the mindset, all those kinds of things. And then we're just going to talk about, like, if you are an exerciser, for those of you who have questions and you want to know about, like, you know, different things that go along with it, I'll be happy to help you. I want to say this, though, when it comes to exercise. You know, I used to be a certified trainer and all this other stuff. I have not been a certified trainer in forever because I did not want to be in the business of, like, exercise training people. I have a really good knowledge when it comes to, like, a base when it comes to exercise and whatnot, guys. But please don't depend on me to be your end-all, be-all expert on it. Like, I know what works for me. I know all of these things. But I just want to, like, be really clear that I am not, like, re-upping certifications every year and on top of, like, the latest trends. But what I do know is I study the fuck out of losing weight. And I am an avid exerciser. And I have several friends who are athletes. And I get what goes on. And I listen to a lot of podcasts around it because I'm very interested in exercise. I still exercise to this day. And I still love it. But I like to use exercise as a tool to become a healthier version of you, to prove to you things that you didn't believe you could do, to like rest your mind, to give you your me time, that kind of stuff, and to just keep you going for a long time. I don't think of exercise, and even when I was exercising, when I was losing weight, I never really thought about my exercise as a tool for weight loss. I really wanted to be an athlete. And that, I think, is what really served me well in losing my weight, because I kept my exercise and I kept my food life very separated. And it was one of the big components as to why I think I was able to lose my weight, because I didn't try to use exercise as a tool for the weight loss. I used exercise as a tool to be a healthier version of me and to start creating an identity that was not just someone who couldn't lose weight. Week three, there's actually 5 weeks in the Gift of Fat, so here we go. week three is how to eat healthy using good, better, best. So a lot of you are like, we love the good, better, best stuff. And there's so many things that come up around good, better, best. It's like, when do I use it? Give me good examples. Like, and this will be like the week that we also talk a little bit more about leveling up. Like, when do I know when to level up and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to talk exhaustively on that workshop, that bonus call, all about the concept of good, better, best, what to do, and all those kind of good things. It'll be really, really good. And then week four, we're going to have all about the scale and weight loss. Like, how do you read trends? How do you, like, what is it supposed to look like? What do you do when you hit a stall? Like, what is a stall? We'll talk about, like, the mentality between you and the scale. Like, should I weigh daily? Should I weigh once a week? You know, how do I get over, like, being afraid of it and start using it as a motivator? So often, like, I even now catch myself sometimes not wanting to weigh in. Like, when I came off vacation, I didn't want to weigh in. And I just kind of listened for my thoughts. And it was like, well, you know, you were drinking, so it's going to be up. And it's just going to, I thought, it's just going to feel bad. And I sat there and was like, okay, girl, please. We're just going to get our data. We're going to do it anyway. And if we feel bad, we know it's because of what we're thinking. And guess what? We can handle our thoughts. So it was like, you know, I want you guys to understand that, like, I still go through all the same thoughts and stuff and all the same feelings as you guys do. But what's different is I have learned how to listen. And that's what I try to teach you guys, is how to listen to the things you think and stuff. And then decide on the conversation you want to be having. And decide on the thoughts that you're going to be like, okay, these are the thoughts I'm having. But these are the thoughts that I'm going to choose to keep. And these are the thoughts that I'm going to move towards. Or, you know, like, yeah, I just want to feel bad. Like, I just, yeah, I'm going to use that to figure out, like, all right, I feel bad about this number. Why? Because I think these things. Okay. So, like, what can I learn from this? Like, my brain goes into that level. And that's what I'm always trying to teach you guys. It's like, we don't need to take scales away. We don't need to do those things. We need to use all of this as, like, ways to catalog what we're thinking and not be choked up over it. And I think that's where, like, I want to teach most of you, when, especially this next month, we have all these things that we're going to do. It's all about being willing, like, have an urge, but don't judge an urge. Have an overeat, but don't judge the overeat. Have thoughts about the scale. Have thoughts about your body. Have thoughts about your capabilities and stuff, but don't judge yourself over it. Don't shrink from it. Don't run from it. They're just thoughts. And it's like, once you kind of make the connection that they're just thoughts, it is so much easier to just start deciding what to do with it. Don't get too panicked. When you feel yourself getting out of control, wrangling yourself back in and stuff. So, all right. The last week is going to be all about the hunger scale and intermittent fasting. So we're going to talk more about the hunger scale. We're going to talk, I'll answer all the questions again, and we're going to talk a little bit about intermittent fasting, because this is a topic that comes up very often with you guys. And I just want to kind of talk about the thought work behind it. It was very funny because we actually had this conversation at the Vegas meetup when I was on vacation. I met with the Vegas girls on Sunday morning before we went to the pool. And one of the girls was talking about how intermittent fasting, like, does such a mind fuck on her, and it, like, you know, the diet mentality associated with it. And I was like, oh no, there's none of that. I was just like, there's just fasting, and then everything you think about it. If you think it's wrong and all this other kind of stuff, it's one thing. Like, there's 1,001 ways to think about it. And I'm not saying the intermittent fasting is what we should do. All I'm saying is, let's just talk about what it is, and let's learn how to break that mentality from all the things, so that we're just picking and choosing the things we actually want to implement. And we're doing it from a place of, this might work for me. It may not work for me. I could just try it and see what would happen, rather than being like, oh, that's a mind fuckery. Got to stay away from that. It's like, guys, there's so little mind fuckery out there. The problem is nobody's teaching you how to, like, understand when you're thinking something and you need to level up your thoughts to take control and be there. Okay. Somebody had a question up there, but I don't see it in my thing. Oh, here we go. I got it. The other thing I want to say is, we have a challenge each week that's going along. So every Monday, those are going to be the calls that I'm going to do. So Mondays, you'll come to Zoom. We'll have our typical Monday night, 6 p.m. Central Time powwow like we always do. We're just doing it a little different this time. Rather than there being like success stories and all these other things, like we're just going to spend time with me for 5 weeks. It's like 6 o'clock. I'm going to teach on these concepts. You guys are going to ask all the questions. And then you guys, if we have time, I'm going to pull people up and see if they want to get coached on that specific topic. You can't just get coached on your like random douchebag of a like boss. But on that night, there will be no appointments that have to be made. But if you have something like, okay, like me and the scale do not get along, and I for sure need to get coached on this, then on week 4, that is what you could raise your hand. So I will make sure that at the beginning of the call to explain how everything's going to work. But it's just super simple. You guys are just going to show up at 6 p.m. Central Time. If you want to participate live, that's what you'll do. If you don't want to participate live, guess what? Private Member Podcast. Video replays, you can watch it whenever you want. And if you're just like, girl, I got a realistic plan on lock, then you don't even have to listen to that week. You can just be like doing your thing and that'll be fine. Oh my gosh, my eyes itching. I'm sorry. Then every week we're going to have like a small challenge and it will all come in your massive action line. So you do not have to be like, let me write all this down. Like, I'm never going to remember all this, blah, blah, blah. Do not worry. Every week your massive action line is going to come and say, here's the challenge for the week. Here's when Corinne's going to be live this week. Peace out. We have like reworked the massive action line to let you know just how do you lose weight this week. This is when Corinne will be teaching. This is where this is what we're doing as a tribe this week to lose weight. And that's all that's going to be on there. If you want to find success stories and all this other kind of stuff, just go to the Facebook group and look for it. You'll find them everywhere. So week 1, we're not eating after dinner. We're going to spend an entire week as a tribe not eating after dinner. Trust me. Your bullshit will come up. There'll be plenty of it. It'll be like a buffet. It'll be amazing. Some of you will like eat every night. But here's the thing. I want you to challenge yourself to not eat every night. What I don't want you to do is like, oh my God, Monday I like destroyed myself and ate. And wah. Now I can't do anything else for 31 days. No. Guess what? Tuesday is another opportunity to practice not eating after dinner. Learn from what you did. Do your recovery worksheet. Strap your big girl panties on and join us on Tuesday night. Dinner's coming again. It's like the Game of Thrones. It's like dinner is coming. You'll eat your dinner. Here's what you'll figure out throughout this week. You might figure out how to make a dinner that has more fats in it so that you're not as hungry later on in the night. You might find out that you don't really need a snack planned every night anymore. This is your level up. There's 1,001 things that you can discover this week by not eating. By not eating, guys, you learn so much about yourself. And you'll also be able to ask me all kinds of questions like, I really think I'm white knuckling. And we can coach you on stuff like that. But here's the thing. You guys got to stay in the game. This month is called the Gift of Fat Challenge. Not, I'm going to give it a whirl for a day or two. And if it doesn't go perfectly, peace out on that. No. Here is the invitation for all of you. Finish the month no matter what. Finish it perfectly. Finish it imperfectly. Lose a ton of weight. Don't lose any weight. But by God, at the end of the month, learn something about yourself. And don't come in boo-hooing that you're a loser. That is not what we're here to learn. We're here to learn, like, why are we not pulling things together? Or, oh, wow, I didn't realize this type of structure works well for me. I should put this shit on rinse and repeat. I lost weight this month. Why did I lose weight? Oh, I was taking lots of action this month. Guys, the lessons will be endless. I just want you to like expect yourself for it to be super exciting at first. Then you're going to hit your rough patch. And then the question is, are you going to keep going? Or are you going to keep doing what you do every month, which is wait for the next bonus course or sit around thinking about quitting and seeing if there's something else out there and doing what you always do? The one thing that I know that most of us need to practice more of, and that is deciding we just are not going to quit. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm just going to keep going. That's what I had to do. And I know it works because the only people that lose weight are the ones that say, like, you know, it's so funny. I lost weight this time because I never quit. They never say it was because I was perfect this time. Everything clicked. It was like so easy. You know what they say? Oh my God. Yeah. Like it got hard this time, but there was just something in me that just said, keep going this time. No matter how many times it was hard. That is the difference. You guys have to adopt that mentality. Week two is 16 ounces of water when we hit the floor and we're exercising. This is the exercise. You are going to do 20 squats. I have a video. So for these challenges, the videos will be in the bonus course and the video will be in the Facebook group. It's just a quick 5-minute video of just basic, and not even hardly five, me talking about what you're going to learn and why it's important for this week. So on that one, you're going to do 20 squats, 20 push-ups, 20 crunches. That's it. I just want you to get up and teach your brain every day, like, we are hydrating and we are moving. This is what healthy people do. They don't get up and think, ugh, another day. My day is shit. I hope I can make it to the shower. That is what a lot of us are doing. We're groundhog dagging every single day. We're not even taking literally the 1.5 minutes it's required to do this challenge to just get our mind right. So I want to give you a physical habit that you will do for a solid week that attached to that physical habit is, I'm losing weight this month. And this is how my healthy day starts every single day. It is me doing a mind hack for you guys. This is me setting up something for you that allows you to make an automatic connection first thing in the morning that you're doing something different. So this is why we're doing it that week. Now, if you cannot do a squat, this is super simple. In the video, I talk about this. I want you to practice sitting down into a chair and standing back up. It's literally going to be like this. You will stand in front of a chair, you will sit down, and then you will stand back up, pushing through your heels, getting good at not pushing yourself up off of a chair. You may need to start that way, and that's fine. But I want you to get good at just like trying to get up with your own momentum. Guys, I'm going to tell you, 20 unassisted squats into a chair and standing back up, like really concentrating on sitting back and not falling back, standing up and pushing through your heels. If you did that every single time during the day, guys, I'm going to tell you, your glutes will feel better for it. But like when you do that, you teach your body a lot of balance. You teach your body how to engage its core. There's all kinds of things that happen with such a simple thing. And I know I'm so crazy about this, but my God, my mom has had double knee replacements. My dad has had double knee replacements, shoulder replacements, hip replacements. Like, we just got all the joint problems in my family. And I don't want any of us as decrepit as my parents are. My parents are only in their early 60s. And they get around like 80, 90-year-olds. And I don't want any of that for all of us. So doing simple things like this allows you to kind of get started and it lubes your joints. The 20 push-ups, y'all ain't got to be G.I. Jane in the floor one arm in it. Get against a wall and do 20 against a wall. And then I want you to do the 20 crunches because a lot of us, like I remember when I was 250, it was so hard for me to get up and down out of the floor. This is a critical life skill though. I have watched my mom fall so much over the last year. And I just know there's going to be a day she barely can get back up. She has had to wait for someone to find her a couple times already. You need the skill of being able to get down into the floor, do some crunches, and then get yourself back up. For some of us, it's going to be easier. For some of us, this is going to be a good challenge. It's going to be good for you to like consciously have to get into the floor each day to do something and then to get yourself back up. The goal over time, which is what I'm trying to work with my mom on, I'm having her sit down, like literally just get into the floor in her own house, close to a chair or something, and having her practice utilizing furniture at first to get back up. I told her, like, just do it 2 to 3 times a day, mama. It will really help with your balance and just like your body knowing what to do if you ever fall. And then we're working on her being able to do it from just getting up from the ground. So, and we're doing this, like she lives in Vero. This is not like she's down the street from her daughter. Like I'm just following up with her. I'm her accountability partner on this. But it's so important. This is why, like when I talk about exercise, guys, I will always be talking to you guys way more about functionality and the benefit of it, like just helping us have a long life than I ever will. About it, like oh yeah, let's all go out and like, I mean, I'm loving throwing some weights around and stuff, but to me, that's just like, that's the least important part. The most important part is you know, being able to take care of ourselves. And we're all probably going to live to be over 100 at this point, the way that, you know, everything's going. We don't want to be, say, what kind of quality of life do we want at 100? I still want to be the kind of person getting around doing anything that I want to be doing. And that comes with taking care of ourselves. And guys, like, these three exercises, I don't give a damn if you do those three. That's not really the point. Just put anything you want in there. I don't care if you do 20 leg swings. If you want to do whatever, you can. But I just picked three of the easiest ones to go to YouTube and find a beginner video on. There's no rhyme or reason other than I like the crunches because it makes you get down into the floor. But if you want to do squats and lunges and something else, that's fine. Just do something that requires you to be active. If some of you just want to walk around your house for 5 minutes first thing in the morning, that's fine too. The key is figure out what you're going to do and do it. That's what I want you doing. The third week, we're going to be leveling up our food quality every single day. So there will be a post and there will be challenges on how you leveling up today. What's your 1% look like? What is it that you're trying this, you know, today? What is it that you're doing different? The week four, we're going to write why we're worth it. So every single day during week four, you're going to write 5 reasons why you're worth losing weight or maintaining your weight, whatever it is that you're here for. And then every day you have to come up with 5 new ones. You have to add to it so that by the end of the week, you have 35 reasons why it's worth you saying no when you want to say yes. Doing these crazy ass little challenges when I throw them out there instead of being like, fuck that, I'm not doing it. Whatever it may be. It's really important to me that we drop a lot of our fat girl thinking while we're gifting me some fat. And then the last one is going to be on the clock week. So we're going to do on the clock week again. So it'll be, it's all explained in the videos, but we're going to do on the clock because it's such a good week for everybody to kind of understand how to sit with some hunger. Okay. So that's the big things to know about Gift of Fat. The workbook has a really good commitment worksheet in it for you to identify what your goal for the month will be. You get to, and you can pick anything you want, guys. I am not going to sit here and make you pick, like, it has to be between, well, I think I give you some suggestions in the workbook, but guys, just pick something. Do not sit there and don't pick something because you're like, well, that scares me. Numbers do not scare us. Our thoughts, we might fail, is what you need to hear. If you're already thinking you might fail, I want you to switch to this. I also might succeed. So how about I just give it a whirl this month? That's all you got to do. Worst case scenario, guys, whatever you weigh today, you weigh that at the end of the month. And you're either going to try all the way through the month or you're not. A lot of you won't even try. And I'm like, come on, let's just try. Get in there and say, yeah, this is the goal for this month. And these are the things I'm willing to do this month. And this is why I'm willing to do it. That initial worksheet in there works through all of that. Let me pull it up real quick because I don't have it in front of me. I just need to see what all else is in there. Crap. Hang on. I got to go all the way to the other thing. I thought maybe I already had it up somewhere, but I don't. Let's see. Current programs. GOF. All right. Let's see what else in. Let's see what's in this beautiful workbook. We have how to use the challenge, your instructions. So you have got a checklist. So you're going to do a goal and commitment sheet, and it's going to ask you for your 3 biggest actions and why I'm willing to take them. 3 things that might get in my way this month, and I'll handle them by. Guys, if I was all of you with your accountability partners and your accountability groups and stuff, I would do this worksheet, and then I would commit out loud to my group, and I would talk about what I wrote on my worksheet. And it's a good 2-pager. And then the only other page that's in this thing, you've got a checklist of everything you need to do. The only other thing is week 4 daily I'm worth it journaling. I kept this challenge so super sweet and simple. We are not doing tons of things. You are literally going to do your 24-hour plan every single day and your assessment. Guys, I want to tell you right now, if you're not doing the assessment, you're not doing the 24-hour plan. You got to do the assessment. You're going to schedule your movement for your calendar for the next 30 days. So whatever movement you decide you want to do for the month, if you want to add movement in, if you don't want to add movement in, whatever, if you're only going to be doing our week where we do the squats and stuff, you're going to put it on the calendar. I want you actually calendaring this because what happens is if you calendar it, ahead of time, you know what you're supposed to be doing. Rather than being like, this course is so overwhelming, I don't really understand what to do. And you never put anything on a calendar. It's like, look, fuck, man, if I had to wake up every single day, decide all the things I had to get done, no, I'm not going to leaf through a workbook to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing on that day. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to print the damn workbook off. I'm going to take 45 minutes on a Sunday, on like June 29th or whatever Sunday is, and I'm going to put it on my calendar. These are the days I'm doing shit. I'm going to make it easy on myself. Always have your future self in mind. Your future self says, will you write that shit down on a calendar for me ahead of time? So I just know what to do, and I'm not sitting there going like, where do I find this? And when are those calls? And blah, blah, blah. It's like, write it all down someplace. Guys, I have calendars. I do the same thing for me. I belong to like 5 different online memberships like this that all train me in different things. I just write down when stuff's happening and what we're doing. And then I just do them. I don't sit around and be like, well, let me go to that website and let me go to this one and let me go over here. Organize your time. If I give you anything, you're giving me the gift of fat. I'm going to give you the gift of a thought about time. For those of you who think you're busy, you're not busy. You think you're busy. You know what you are? Letting your life dictate how you show up. That's what busy is all about. The people that I know, like especially myself, who have like lots of things going on all the time, we can't afford not to have everything calendared. That's because my time is that precious. It's like, I just know what I'm supposed to be doing moment to moment, minute to minute. And that's how I roll. I don't let time take over. I don't let the world take over. I'm always going to have a bigger impact in my own life and in the impact of my child's life and my husband's life and other people's lives when I'm very decisive about where I'm at and what I'm doing during those times. And I never have to sit back and spend 30 minutes bitching that I don't have time. If you got time to talk about your time, you got time to get out your calendar and plan. It's just a side note for everybody. All right, so you're going to schedule it on your calendar. You're going to put in your calendar. If you want to attend live calls, put them down on the calendar so you know when they are. If you don't want to attend the live calls, then don't. Because if you don't have that kind of time, schedule when you're going to listen to replays. So, like, I'm going to listen to this replay, and I'm going to listen to this replay. I always know what I'm going to listen to in a car. I always know when I go on my walks in the morning what I'm going to be listening to, who I'm going to be talking to, everything. If I'm going to be in the shower, I almost always have a block on my calendar that says, like, getting ready time, and it usually has a couple things I'm wanting to listen to. That's how, y'all always wonder, like, how do you read so much? How do you listen to so many podcasts? How do you get through all that content? I don't waste time thinking about how busy I am, ever. You know what I do? I'm always planning. And all of my downtime moments have plans. And then when I'm, like, not working and not self-developing, I am on my ass, really enjoying my downtime. There's a, you're going to use the PNP habit tracker this month. There's a link to it in your book. And that's it. That is it. It's going to be super simple and we're all going to lose weight. So let me tell you how you're going to lose the most weight this month. You're not going to say fuck it when you make a mistake and spend 3 days eating like a donkey and then coming back saying, what do I need to do now? If you overeat, you're going to ask yourself, what is the next best decision? And then you're going to write that down and do it. Like, that is how you're going to lose weight. You're going to pay really wicked close attention this month to your hunger. Just wait for hunger to hit and then eat. And then pay very close attention to your hunger scale. Like, when you're eating, think about, am I paying attention or have I just gotten into the habit of eating right now? Be willing to stop and be willing to listen to what's going on in your head. Get to know your hunger this week or this month. We are not going to sit around fasting, being like a squirrel in a trap, chewing its leg off because we're so hungry. We're not doing any of that. There's no eating the ass in out of a rag doll. But we are going to actually have some physical hunger this month. That's all that's required for you to lose weight. is to experience the early signs of physical hunger. That's what being human is all about. Human beings were never meant. This is the biggest, like, I think, mistake I see a lot of you make. You get to about a zero. Like, you get to this point where you're not hungry, but you're not hungry. So it's like you eat, you top off, and then the second that you're not full or satisfied, you start thinking it's time to eat. Need to eat a little something. Let's have a little snack. Let's do this. No, actually let your body send you a hunger signal. Let it send it up. And notice the difference between emotional brain hunger and physical hunger. Emotional brain hunger is, I think I'm hungry. I probably should eat. If I don't eat, I'm probably going to overeat later. And then your brain, like, well, you know, I exercise today. I should probably eat. Well, you know, like, it might be, like, it could be 5 hours before we eat. We probably should just go ahead and eat. That's emotional brain hunger. That's not hunger. Wait for real hunger. Challenge yourself to be like, you know what? It may be 5 hours before I eat. But when I do, I'm challenging myself to remember that my stomach is still the size of a fist. It doesn't, like, somehow build on a condo for extra food just because I might have went an extra 2 hours without food. Or I missed a meal for some reason. I want you guys to just be this month to be very, very mindful about the hunger part. It is the key to the weight loss. I was just telling the girls when we were in Vegas, so many of you, like, you know, I can get so much weight off of you guys without ever really having to change what you actually eat. If you can hang on to a lot of your stuff. Now, I'm not saying that it's not good for you to, like, you know, get your vegetables in and start leveling up and all this stuff. We're going to talk about that this month. But for so many of you, if we can just get you to only eat when you're actually physically hungry, it'd be amazing. All right, I'm going to answer a few questions, and I have a parting word for you. It is, what is today? Today is June 25th. We have 5 days. During these 5 days, we do not sit back and wait for the challenge to start. And be like, I'm waiting for the challenge, sir. Can't wait. I'm probably going to have to act like an asshole the next 5 days. Here's what you need to do. You do not need to act like an asshole. You do not need to do a Last Supper. You do not need to clean out the whole pantry and do all these other things. You know what the next 5 days you should do? Set up the habit that's going to make, like, get a jump start. Start paying attention to your hunger as of right now. It is 12:44. Pay attention now. Are you hungry? Are you willing to wait to another meal? Are you willing to go get some water before you need to eat? Do you want to just, like, what do you want? Do you want to keep waiting for weight loss and the perfect time and, like, oh, there's some magic about July 1st? Or it's like, no, it starts now. It's like freaking Tuesday. There's no better day than June 25th on a Tuesday at 12:44 to start making the next best decision. I'm going to allow my brain to break the habit of thinking there's a perfect start day. There's a perfect time of day to start. It's always got to be in the morning. No, it needs to really be on a Monday. Oh, wait, no, it has to be the first of the month now. No way. It needs to be when the kids go back to school. Guys, we have to quit kicking the can of weight loss down the road, because weight loss is always going to be decision, decision, decision. Like, your future self has just made a bunch of decisions every single day and every single moment. She didn't have a magic start date. She had a time when she decided to make a decision, and then she strung a few of them together, and then that ended up being weight loss. And that is what happened for me. That I don't even know what day I had my meltdown, but I guarantee it wasn't on a Monday. I just was, like, done feeling like shit and started making changes. Okay. Somebody asked real quick, what if I never get hungry? I guarantee you, if you will quit putting food in, what if I'm never hungry? You don't have, I'm just going to tell you, you've never waited long enough. Like, try for a month of just waiting until you get hungry, and I guarantee you, your body will change over. It will start sending up hunger cues. If you are afraid that you're like, I'm not getting hungry, I'm not getting, like, I don't want to not eat for 2 days, I guarantee you, your body regulates, but what it's doing, it's like, I'm not 100% sure. You need to let everything settle in. I'm not saying everybody has to go on a 2 day fast. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying the body is designed to send up hunger cues. It has all the hormones in it. It will do it. Your challenge is to wait for actual physical hunger and don't eat because emotionally you keep thinking, but there's something wrong here because I'm never getting hungry. Like, go for 30 days of, like, literally waiting for physical hunger, and I guarantee you by the end of the 30 days, it will level out. I didn't eat until after 12 because I wasn't hungry. Yeah, I'm rarely ever hungry before noon. Like, ever. I ate right before this call, and I hadn't ate since yesterday at 4 p.m. And do you know, yesterday, when I went to the airport, I wasn't hungry in the morning, so I didn't eat, and I waited until 4 p.m., So it's like, I want you to think about this. Majority of the people in the world, like, the United States is a little different. The majority of the world doesn't eat until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That is a belief system the United States has. And let me tell you why the United States has this big ass belief system. Because we got Kellogg. We got the food. We are a first world country with a very different food industry. So many of our eating patterns and beliefs, guys, were all developed during the time that a lot of food companies were becoming big, like McDonald's and Kellogg and Kraft and Nabisco and all the things. All right. Regarding the Gift of Fat rules in the newsletter, I am healing a I can't do crunches. Is it safe to assume it still counts if I substitute? Yeah, of course. I put 30 minutes of intentional movement on my plan every day. Is that okay? Yep. Guys, I intentionally move 60 to 90 minutes every single day. I either go out walking or I do workouts or whatever. I'm just saying that, like, you can do whatever you want when it comes to exercise. I just don't want you guys thinking, I'm doing exercise because it's going to help me lose weight. It's like, it doesn't. Like, more times than not, it blows up. It rarely helps people lose weight. If it's helping you lose weight, it's because you have a thought, this is working. And then when you think it's working, guess what you do? It's like, I better eat to make sure this works better. Like, so then you eat less. It's never the exercise. It's the thoughts about the exercise that control your action line of what you put in your mouth. That's how it works. We just think exercise is doing it for us. It's like, no, you're saying they're thinking something about exercise. But a lot of people exercise and here's their thought. I can have a little extra because I exercised. That's going to, like, the action line is going to be overeat. Will the idea be to build on these July challenges by adding the next one each week on top of the previous week, or look at each week's? Each week is on its own, Christy. We're not, like, building up. If you guys want to do that, you're more than welcome. It's your challenge. But the way that I've designed it is every week we're just tackling something different and we're just doing different things. But if you want to add things on, it's so up to you. So is the stuff we were told about starting our metabolism first thing in the morning wrong? Yeah, that was, like, disproved, like, in, like, seriously, like, in 2005. But it is like the internet. Once there was an article written and a few people agreed to it, it's Bible. The metabolism, you know when it starts? The best time for metabolism to start? Like, there's so much research now about, like, eating less meals, about how much better it is for your brain and how much better it is for, like, Chris was even telling me, he's done some research on when your body goes a longer period of time without food, it's able to release a lot of the, basically, like, your body goes through all these cellular processes overnight and does all this other junk. So it collects trash. So your bloodstream has lots of trash cellular waste in it. Most of us are eating so often that we keep the waste. Our body can't let it go because the only time it can let it go is during long periods of time without food. And then the body starts tapping into, like, it cleans out the insulin. It starts tapping into fat. And the fat, the stored fat, is what ushers out a lot of that shit. All right? That is, like, the world's most butchered explanation. But essentially, y'all get what I'm talking about. So, as far as like starting up the metabolism in the morning, a glass of water and a good workout will do the same, if not better, because the longer you can let your body go without food first thing in the morning, because you've already slept overnight, so you've already fasted. Most of us are fasting. Like, if you don't eat right before you go to bed, let's say like you cut food off an hour or two before bed and you get your 7 hours of sleep, you've already fasted 9 hours, which is amazing. A lot of us, we think if we go 3 hours while eating during the day, somehow we've tanked our metabolism. It's like every single night you're tanking your metabolism by going to bed. So it's like thinking about the concept of like during the night, it's allowing itself to get out those free radicals and stuff. You also want the same thing during the day. Like if you can extend it a little bit, then your body is going to continue to just dine in on fat stores, and your fat stores are stored calories that your body has. Laura, yep, that's biochemically correct, which is amazing because like I am always shocked. We have so many doctors in here. We have like all of you who are like super smart. And then there's me who like reads shit and listens to podcasts. And then I'm the filter. And it has to be filtered through my cussing mouth. But I do appreciate when my knowledgeable people who like actually get some shit help me out with just a little like fist pump, doing good, Queenie. But it's like allowing yourself to have that extra. And your metabolism, it runs down worse if it's overfed. I mean, I want you to think about this. People who like when I had 100 pounds to lose, I had to sit around all the time. I was running my metabolism down because I was overfeeding all the time. Your body doesn't want to be overfed. It just doesn't. But we don't like get all worried we're jacking our metabolism when we overeat. Like nobody ever comes to me and is like, so Corinne, if I overeat, if I eat past my 2, am I jacking up my metabolism? Nobody's in a panic about that. But it's like, you mean if I don't eat breakfast in the morning, am I jacking up my metabolism? It's because we want the food. It's like, trust me, our bodies work pretty damn well. We've been a human species for about 1 million years or so. Like, I think we're doing just fine. Can you drink too much water? You can do too much of anything, of course. I get the thought that I'm bloated from water rather than full from food during a meal. The thought usually prompts me to eat another bite or two. I would just stop eating the bite or two and just being like, I got my water. It's like I'm bloated from water. If I don't, like, I want you to ask yourself this, Lisa. If I like don't eat 2 bites, is that going to make or break me before the next meal? Like, well, that was the 2 bites that like led me to being starving. Or is it just like, let me drink some water. Oh, I'm bloated. I better like, let's just a little insurance here. It's like a subtle way of getting it in. Laura's like, yeah, it's amazing that our ancestors made it without protein shakes, right? Or like, you know, a protein bar or a snack or like a convenience stand. Like I just think about like 100 years ago. Like my grandmother is a good example. She lived on a farm. Like they ate twice a day. They were too fucking busy. Like they were legit busy. They had a farm with 100 hands on it. Her mother fed every one of them every single day, plus had 9 kids. And cooked on fire. Now, I'm just going to say, we all think we're busy. I will bet you her ass was legit busy. She had to get up every single morning, go get the damn wood. Didn't nobody go get it. She had to get everything going, cook, and they only literally ate twice a day. They didn't eat first thing in the morning to kickstart their metabolism because your ass better get out in the field and work it because everybody liked to eat around 11 or 12. You know why? It was balls-ass hot. It was like Alabama in July. Like, so they didn't want to be out there. So that's when they would actually take their break to eat. And then they would eat their last meal. And then people just went to bed because they worked all day. It's like, but nobody was like all worried about metabolism back then. Like nobody said, do you think you could just like throw me some cornbread or something? Because I got this metabolism and I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. It's like, go get you a drink of water and get to work is what they were saying. But we need to think about it in terms like that. I mean, I think about all that stuff all the time. Like when I'm sitting there having a pity party that I'm not going to be able to have a, you know, my dinner until 5:30 because I have a call. I'm like, bitch, please, you ain't going to starve. I mean, it's just like, having some of those conversations with ourselves. And those are all the conversations that we want to have with ourselves next month. Like in the Gift of Fat Month, you want to have, like, if I could give you one piece of advice that will help you lose the most weight, it would be this one thing. When you get hungry or when you are thinking about food, listen for what you're saying. Just listen to the conversation you're having. None of it, like, I want you to just think none of it's true. This is all things that I just think about food. Because I will tell you, there's probably not a stitch of, like, circumstantial fact involved. It might be 12 o'clock. There's a fact. But all this, like, it's 12 o'clock. I should eat. This is the only time. Like, I love it when we think, because we work in shifts, this is the only time I get to eat. I want you to think about how restrictive, how terrible, how scary that feels. It's like, if you're getting off at 6 o'clock, what if you just said, it's 12 o'clock, I'll be able to eat at 6 o'clock. Am I good or not? That is such a very different mental conversation than, it's 12 o'clock and the only time I get to eat. Your brain, it hears starvation is coming. It's not even thinking about 6 o'clock being an opportunity. I just want you to, like, not make your decision at 12 o'clock based on being scared because of a thought you have versus a thought you could be having. It's like, you may still eat, but you will decide and you won't do it because you're afraid. You'll do it because you made a choice. This is what I want you guys learning when it comes to food. How to take the empowered stance with it. And to quit just, like, allowing yourself that every fucking thing you think about food must be true. If you don't do anything next month, I want you to question every single thought you have around food and question it like a boss. Just be like, is this really true? Is there a different way that I could be talking to myself right now about this that would feel better? If you just spent the month doing that, the whole month, you will come out on the other side, like, probably physically lighter, but for fucks, you're mentally lighter and ready for an August that will be like no other. But that's the mental work that we need to be doing, guys. So just question everything that you think. Okay. I'm going to get out of here. This has been the longest Tribe News show ever. I usually keep them to 30 minutes and I just preached. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's going to be in a great month. I can't wait. You guys, thank you so much for just, I don't know, believing in yourself to be here and to do all this work. I know that I don't teach the traditional, like, let me just turn your brain off. You just follow this plan bullshit. I really want you guys learning how to lose your weight in a way that just feels right for the first time. It may take you a little longer, but you uncover so much that when you get there, you have no reason to put it back on. It's like you love the way you got there. You love who you became. You adore the thought processes. You think about food differently than you ever have. That's my goal for all of you. So, y'all have a good one. I will see you, I think tomorrow. I'm coaching at 12. So I will see you tomorrow at 12. Bye, y'all.